Heard the expression, bigger is better. Well, that's not necessarily true when it comes to funeral homes. Here at J.B. Smith, we're large enough to accommodate any need, yet small enough to provide the understanding your family deserves. We offer one-of-a-kind customer service, and our professionals will be with you every step of the way when planning a memorial, cremation, or burial service. J.B. Smith Funeral Homes, providing hometown values and personalized service for over 80 years.
Hey, it's John Carney. Join us for a live broadcast coming up this Thursday, and it's double whammy. It's Martin's show and then me. We're live at Blust's Jewelers for their 100th year birthday bash. Up to 50% off regular prices. They'll have eats, they'll have drinks, they'll have cake, and of course, they'll have jewelry as well. So come by the live broadcast. We would love to see you. It starts at 10 and we go till 3. 12716 Olive Boulevard in Creve Coeur. We'll see you there.
Do you freak out every time you break out? Try Proactiv. There's a huge reason Proactiv is the number one acne treatment. It totally works. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactiv and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
In 1955, Archbishop Ritter called upon the faithful of St. Louis to build the only freestanding Catholic pediatric hospital in the country. Thanks to the support of our community, SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center was built brick by brick, dollar by dollar. That was the beginning of Glennon Sunday. Join thousands and donate to show your compassion for sick and injured children this Glennon Sunday, June 7th. Make your gift at Mass or donate online at glennon.org. Glennon Sunday, where faith and healing unite.
More and more people are setting up prearranged funerals. I'm Kim Cutis for Cutis Funeral Home. The advantages of a Cutis prearranged funeral are many. Not only does it take that burden off your family, but it assures every aspect is taken care of. The Cutis prearrangement is done exactly as you want it. The price is frozen, and there are never additional costs or fees. Talk to me personally, Kim Cutis, or any of our professionals. There is never an obligation. Cutis Funeral Homes. Affordability with dignity since 1910.
Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, the Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned. Only at St. Louis Bread Company.
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of...
Your mom's chest hair.
Your mom's chest hair?
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 2nd edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I was in there today, and Amanda waited on me. I'd never met her. She was new to the teller window. And as always, Diana, assistant manager, had a pleasant experience. Got a couple of checks cashed, and now I'm going to head to an unknown destination to turn them into more money. No. Let's just put it that way. So First Community Credit Union, where I do all my banking, is our sponsor. Welcome to the Playhouse. Let's go. Control board is manned by Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors
of course
with
they are.
Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, we would love for you to switch to Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every quarter.
I got an email. It came to me, but it's really for you.
All right.
Frank, would you ask Peon what I should do? I never hear from my financial advisor.
That is not
what
good.
What should I do?
We would love for you to switch to Mark and Jason. Start with a free consultation. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
And Rat Boy, did you see what that real attractive lady left me? What was it?
Cheese.
That's right. And a cheese on a plate that I think she made the plate.
Wow.
It's a beautiful plate. We'll more about that in a moment. But first, let's give it up for Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bruce. You guys are the greatest. I think sometimes we take for granted Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra, and we should never do that. No other radio show has an in-house orchestra.
No.
And we never take you for granted, Bruce. We don't. He's really following that. What's her name? Caitlyn Jenner?
Yes.
Bruce is really interested in that. I'm not sure why. I don't know.
Well, his name's Bruce. And Caitlyn's name
I don't
used
know if maybe
Bruce.
Down the road it's going to be Caitlyn Lindquist in the All Boy Orchestra. I don't know what's going on there, but that's his business. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I was there today, and I was told by Diana, who is, I think, assistant manager of that office, that a customer member had come in this morning and just went on and on and on about this show and made it very clear that he was a member and did his banking there because of this show. Whoever that guy is deserves a round of applause. And I'm going to tell you something else. I've said this before. You folks, I don't think you really understand how important that is and how much we appreciate it when you go to any of the people that you hear me speak for and you tell them your AM and the PM. It is what keeps us on the air. So thank you for doing that. And please keep it up. We love it when that happens, when they know that we're the reason you found the place or the business or the service or whatever it is. And in this case, it's First Community Credit Union, a great place to bank. What does that mean, great place to bank? It means their rates are very competitive. Look, they know that if you can get a better rate somewhere else, you're going to go there and do your banking there. They're going to try to never let that happen. It also means that you're treated, I think, and I think the members would agree, it's a different treatment you get when you walk in there than just a regular place to bank, because the members, meaning customers, altogether own the place. Yeah, that's right. We own it. Can't sell it. Can't sell your piece. You can't walk in there and go, I want to see that wall painted another color. It doesn't work that way. But what it does mean is a lot of great advantages for you as a member. And I think you're going to find that, look, you got to bank somewhere. And you probably don't even have a real good reason for why you're banking where you do now. You probably can't even tell me why you're still there. And if you can't, then why not just take our word for it, assume that what we're telling you is true, and then make us prove it. And you can only do that by moving your banking. Ooh, and a good way to start would be move your car loan to First Community, because if you do, they'll give you $100 just for doing that. And you're also probably going to get a lower rate, which means you got a lower car payment. Good deal. RV people, boat people, they love you. And they're going to give you a great rate on the loan for that RV or boat. They are First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. 40 locations, firstcommunity.com. Bruce, I need a little love music, if you will. Hang on one second. Before you play, I'd like to say something. My anniversary is Friday, and I think sometimes our wives sort of think that, you know, we're washed up in terms of being attractive to women.
That take us for granted.
Take us maybe. For granted. That, oh, you couldn't get anybody else. Well, I'm here to tell you something. Just a few minutes ago, there was a very attractive woman named Rebecca who came into the studio and brought me a gift. And I'm going to tell you, she was pretty. And it tells me I've still got it. Mm. And I want my wife to know that. They need to know that if they decide to kick us to the curb, there'd be somebody out there.
Right.
Bruce, please, if you would, I'd like to read you the card. Now, yesterday, we didn't know what the 44th anniversary was. We knew that 25 was silver and 50 was gold and I think 1 year is paper. And Rat Boy let us know 44 is the cheese year.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. So Rebecca brought me a plate, a beautiful plate. Did you see that plate?
Yes.
It's got felt on the bottom of it.
Pretty cool.
And
time and effort went into it.
Yeah.
A lot of time and effort. She painted the plate. She made the plate.
Time and effort and love.
Time and effort and love. T-E-L. Put a little T-E-L in it. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Pinion, she only included my wife because she feels like she has to. It's obvious she hates my wife. She hates her because she's my wife. I've been in love with the large morning show. Bruce, that's a little loud, it sounds to me like. Cut it down a little bit.
He's banging those keys hard.
Yeah, come on, man. I've been in love with the large morning show in the afternoon ever since I moved to St. Louis 16 years ago. Let me stop right there and translate. I'm in love with Frank. That's what it means.
Yeah.
She says she's in love with the show. She doesn't want to come on too strong. As much as I was hoping Frank was single. I am truly happy hearing that you've been happily married all these years. Stop the music. Let me translate this. She's not happy that I'm married at all. And she also knows I'm not that happily married. And again, she says, I'm truly happy hearing you've been happily married all those years. No, that screams, get a divorce so I can have you. That's what that says. Start the music again.
It's just being like cordial and nice.
Yes. I heard that cheese is the gift for 44 years. Much love. Not just love. Much love, Rebecca. And Rebecca, sometimes I don't know if people want me to use their last names or not, so I won't. P.S. I painted this plate for you this morning.
Ah.
Don't know your favorite colors. It's even scented a little bit. Maybe not on purpose, just because she handled it. And I saw her, and I met her briefly. Very, very attractive. So my wife needs to know.
Maybe rub the card on her neck a little bit to get the, perfume off.
I bet she did. She probably rubbed it somewhere. Maybe neck.
Maybe
arm.
The neck.
Yeah. Maybe thigh. Rebecca, and by the way, Rebecca, you have fantastic printing. It looks like a printer did it.
I know.
She's
That's
almost
amazing.
Calligraphy.
It's really good.
Yeah, and you're very attractive, and you're very thoughtful. And I shared the cheese with Peon and Dan.
He did.
Peon got the Asiago with rosemary and olive oil.
The Ozzy Osbourne?
Ozzy Osbourne cheese. And you got, what was it?
The cheddar, what is it
now?
Chili cheddar cheese.
Mine is a wood bacon sort of flavored thing. Thank you.
Oh, you may want this one back. It says, make sure your wife eats this cheese specifically.
Are you serious?
No, I'm just... She's trying
to
good.
Give her this one.
Yeah. So we can be together forever.
Well, apparently I've still got it.
Yes. I mean, that's
what I take from this.
Oh, yeah.
That was not just you picking up vibes.
No,
I mean, there's written proof right there.
And I question sometimes in the morning. I look in the mirror and I go, would any woman want me? I do. And this is good to know. It's good to know that somewhere out there.
There's a mirror.
Isn't that a
back.
Song? Somewhere out
those
there.
The wives get a little complacent at home thinking, where is he going to go?
Yeah.
They don't understand.
There's nobody else that wants him.
Let me tell you something, wives. You don't throw it around a little bit. There's somebody out there that will throw it around.
Better stop breaking off a piece.
Yeah. Breaking off a piece.
I never heard it put quite like that. Now, this morning, for a little while, I heard a little bit of McGraw's show, and I heard something interesting. He talked about that he's on television.
He is?
Yeah, 11.2. And he said, you can see us on TV. And
UHF?
I don't
when
know.
When did this happen?
You can watch us on the computer, he said.
What?
And then he threw this in as a third option, and you can also hear us on 5:50 a.m.
If the first two options don't work.
Yeah, then try this. It's like we're now also on the radio.
Whoa.
I think that was pretty interesting.
So he was on TV first, 11.2, and now he's on radio.
Yeah.
I think to get 11.2, you need to open up the TV and get a screwdriver. Remember those little pins where you got to screw the UHF knob to 11.2? I think that's how you
do
it.
And then you have to go out and put foil, tin foil, on your antenna to pick it up. I heard on the news this morning there was a shooting, and it was Boston or somewhere, I think, and they shot a really bad guy. I mean, the FBI and the police both shot him. And it didn't kill him right away, and they sent him to the hospital. I don't understand that. Why do we spend the money? And I've seen this before where they'll shoot a guy, and he's obviously a really bad guy. Let's say he's a guy who just killed a couple of people. And then we try to save his life.
Well, they call the ambulance.
No, they did. They did in this case. They rushed him to the rush him, take him in a wheelbarrow.
Just once you want to hear him go. We need an ambulance, but, you know, take your time.
Take your time. Stop off and get some donuts on the way. What are we trying to save this guy's life for? I don't understand why we do that, especially if it's somebody. I get it if it's, somebody that did a crazy teenage thing and robbed a store.
But if this is a murderer.
The murderer. Yeah. Take him to the hospital. You know, go ahead and take him to a landfill. Just dump him in there. Let him die in there. I've said before, and it's been a while, but I want to bring it up again because of a car that was next to me in traffic today. Who are the people who hang a bunch of stuff from their mirrors? This guy had, it looked like one of those Hawaiian leis.
Yeah.
Like and then he had some sort of a dog chain, and he had a cross. There must have been 15 things. How do you see the drive?
I don't know.
Hanging from your mirror. And if you go around the corner, that stuff will swing and hit you in the head and kill you.
Yeah,
I don't get the mirror hanging stuff from there. I do remember
the dice.
Fuzzy dice. But I also remember that it meant so. If you hung like a garter, it meant you got some.
Oh.
I don't know. There's some symbolic thing to it. This is disgusting. What I'm about to tell you, and it's happened before. And I'm talking about some knucklehead teenage boys in North Dakota who decided to put some of their sexual bodily fluid in some Gatorade and some McNuggets. And then other members of their ball team ate it and drank it.
Oh.
Now, 6 boys have been suspended. I got to tell you something. If I found out that some guy I knew deposited something and then I had eaten it or I drank it, it's not going to kill you. But just the fact that I'd have to restrain myself from. And what kind of mind does that? I remember ABC or somebody, they put a camera back in the kitchen. And I remember it showed a guy urinating in the pickles, the jar of pickles. How do you get a thrill out of peeing in a pickle jar? Those people are sick and weird. And we need to stop. Molly coddling and he needs counseling and he had a hard upbringing. No.
Beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, they're crazy. They're crazy. And then there's this chick, and I saw her on TV. Demetria Michelle Brown, the former employee of the IRS office here in St. Louis, who's pleaded guilty to federal charges. This is a perfect example of you people who are so careful about, I don't want somebody to get my Social Security number. Here's a gal that works for the IRS. She's got everything on you. And she submitted, 120 federal tax returns and 236 Missouri tax returns from 2008 to 2011. And she raked in like $500,000 or something.
Whoa.
Just fraud, and she knew how to do it because she worked at the IRS. So if you think you've got all the bases covered, you don't. Look, the people that work in the police department are not all cops. They're dispatchers. They're people who work in the office. They have access to the database that the police have, especially dispatchers. There was a woman in St. Louis a few years ago, a police dispatcher. So she went into the database, found a woman in California with her same name. She had a real simple name like Judy Smith. So she found a Judy Smith in California, and up comes all of Judy Smith's information. So she just stole it all and got a couple of credit cards and went crazy shopping. You're never going to – but, man, when I see an IRS employee screwing people over, throw her in jail for a long time. It says 2 years. That doesn't sound like enough to me. There's certain jobs you have that you should be considered an honor to have that level of trust. And one is, you know what I think about? Who are the people who go over the returns of somebody like Larry David? Because you know they file tax returns. Sure. Who's the person? Hey,
you know whose tax return I got? Hey, Jim, come over to my cubicle. I got John Travolta's tax return. Wait till you see this.
And they know a lot of personal stuff.
Yeah.
You think every one of those people, and how many did they say work for the Internal Revenue Service? Like 150,000 people or something? Yeah. They're not all going to be honorable. I don't know about you, but my DVR is set to record it. Get ready, if you haven't set it up yet, Sunday night, this coming Sunday night, the Tony Awards.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And it's co-hosted by two people. I have no idea who the guy is, but his name, and this is the Tony Awards, a lot of gay guys, his name is Alan Cumming, C-U-M-M-I-N-G.
Oh, I think I've heard of him.
I have no idea who he is, but the chick that's the co-host is somebody who is so irritating, I don't think I could be around her 5 minutes in real life, and she is the typical Liza Minnelli, 100% showbiz Hollywood, Kristen Chenoweth.
Oh,
woman irritates me to no end. So I will probably watch it just to make myself crazy.
And mad.
And have something to make fun of. The Tony Awards this Sunday night. I didn't know until I saw this today that in Islam, the religion, it is a sin to look at birds' genitals. So they have put an end to pigeon breeding. Apparently, pigeon breeding is a big deal over there. And the clerics have said, you can't do this anymore. If you do, we could put you in jail or flog you, because when the birds fly off, you can see their genitals. And seeing birds' genitals is offensive in Islam. You've got to be kidding.
I've never noticed a bird's genitals.
I have never seen a bird's genitals in my life.
No.
And I've looked up at lots of birds. No. I had a parakeet, and I never even knew where the genitals were. But they seem to think that you can see them, and somehow it's a sin.
They have a pecker on their face, though.
Well, Dan, can you edit that out?
You can say that.
That's offensive, and we're going to edit that out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To make sure nobody heard what you just said. I can't believe you said that. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Our receptionist, Beth, who is fantastic, was sitting at the front desk today, and I walked in, and I had a cap with a headlight on it, a light on it. And I walked in and shined it on her, looked at her, and I said, the better to see you with, my dear. And as soon as I said it, I thought, oh, I have to tell that joke. And that joke is the Big Bad Wolf joke. And I think you all know the story of Little Red Riding Hood. I don't remember exactly what the story is, but I know there's a Little Red Riding Hood, and there's a big bad wolf, and that's not good. And he's something you stay away from. And in this particular story, Little Red Riding Hood is walking through the woods, and she looks over and sees the big bad wolf crouching, stooping down behind a big hedge. And she yells at him, "Hey, big bad wolf, I see you. You think I don't see you, but I see you. How big your eyes are, ears and teeth." And the wolf runs away. She walks on down the trail in the woods, and not 10 minutes later, there again she sees the big bad wolf, and this time he's behind a tree, crouching behind a tree. She says, hey, wolf, hey, big bad wolf, I still see you. You think you're I see you behind the tree. You think I don't, and he runs away. Now, a few minutes later, she's walking through the woods, and there he is again, crouched behind a big stone. And she says, "Hey, come on. I still see you." And he jumps up and looks at her and says, "For goodness sakes, I'm trying to poop."
Meep, meep.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, we just got a report of a new accident now at Hanley, a little bit north of Manchester. It sounds like it's affecting the southbound lanes. The big problem we've got is on the Poplar Street Bridge. I guess they had to pour some concrete and they're waiting for it to cure, but you've got two left-hand lanes down eastbound on the Poplar right at the Illinois Bank. Right now, eastbound 40, you're stacked up just a little bit east of Hampton, and that's all the way up to the Poplar Street Bridge. When I checked it last time, the right lane on eastbound 44 was slowing from about Jefferson, and then all lanes northbound 55 from the Highway 44 merge there up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270, you had stop-and-go traffic between Page and Doherty Ferry. And then you're slow either side of Highway 44 with east and westbound 44 traffic merging. We have westbound 44 slowing from Soccer Park out to just west of Bowles. Westbound 70 was a little bit heavy between Jennings Station Road and Lucas and Hunt. You're also a bit off the pace between 170 and the airport. And on westbound 40, you have slow traffic from a little west of the Science Center out through McCausland. You're slow from McKnight up to Spady, and then a heavy as you approach the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad, stop driving by and staring in their windows. The strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad has returned only at St. Louis Bread Company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hailstones in your yard. Beautiful sunrises. Floodwaters in your street. Incredible sunsets. Scary cloud formations moving in. There are just as many kinds of weather photographs taken as there are many different kinds of weather. And we'd like to post yours on our website or social media. When you see bad weather or beautiful weather, share your images with us at weather550@ktrs.com. Be sure to let us know your name and where the photograph was taken, and your images could be seen by people all over the planet on ktrs.com.
Ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-400-8407. That's 1-800-400-8407.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. Learn more about our over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to earn your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-400-8407. That's 1-800-400-8407.
Hi, this is John Shea Mist to Fix It. I want you to call my friends at Timberline Tree Care. They pride themselves on upfront, no-hassle pricing for customers in St. Louis City or County or Jefferson County. Trees from 12 inches in diameter or less, $200 for removal. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, no more than $500 removal. You can also go to their website, stltreecare.com, to see their tree quote calculator to get an accurate quote, cost estimate on removal or maintenance of your tree. It's a calculator they invented. While there, you can see their customer testimonials. Timberline Tree Care has only one of seven certified master arborists in the state of Missouri on staff, and one of only two here in the St. Louis area. They also have two certified arborists. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's comp. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give my friends at Timberline Tree Care a call. 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or their website, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Had a friend of mine call me up the other day and thank me for telling him about Bowen Dental Care. You see, my friend had some dental problems and he needed some dental implants. And he was doing research and he heard me talk about Bowen Dental Care. He heard me talk about there was a family-run dentistry handed down from generation to generation. He also found out that John Bowen, Dr. Bowen, has been not only educated but continues to educate himself on all the latest when it comes to dental implants. And then lastly, he loved the fact at Bowen Dental Care care that it's one place. Many people will send you three or four or five different places to do the different surgeries needed for dental implants. But at Bowen Dental Care, it all happens at his office, his world headquarters in Florissant on Dunn Road. So if you need a family dentist, if you need Invisalign, teeth whitening, root canals, and yes, dental implants, Bowen Dental Care, B-O-A-I-N, Bowen Dental Care. They're online, BowenDentalCare.com. For the best family dentistry, Bowen Dental Care.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099.
In the market to buy a home, you're going to need a loan, but how do you figure out who is the best lender when they're all screaming at you? Why don't you go to the mortgage lender that makes the most sense rather than the most noise? Take a walk on the boardwalk. Boardwalk Lending has been owned and operated in St. Louis for over 10 years. Mike and his team of experienced professionals are conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. It's Boardwalk Lending at 636-536-6700, 636-536-6700, or at boardwalklending.com.
Looking for that picture-perfect lawn? Look no more. DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. With their DynaGreen long-lasting, that's zero-phosphorus fertilizer that delivers extended brilliant color for weeks and months. It won't stain the sidewalks, driveways, or patios and can be applied all year long. DynaGreen long-lasting at your independent lawn and garden dealer or DynaGreenInfo.com. You can find DynaGreen at Kirkwood Material.
Quit dragging that hose around and save up to $500 on a new irrigation system from Legacy Lighting and Irrigation. It's a convenient and efficient way to maintain a healthy, beautiful landscape while ensuring your lawn gets the moisture it needs without over or underwatering. Save time, save water, save money. Call Legacy Lighting and Irrigation for a free consultation and save up to $500 during their summer savings event at 314-567-4444. Online at LegacyLightingSTL.com.
Every day, millions of people suffer from good health. If you're in optimal health, chances are you're taking all-natural Texas Superfood. Each bottle is packed with over 55 fruits and vegetables picked at their peak. Then we add nothing. So your body gets all the benefits of fresh, ripe, nutrient-rich produce. And that's all. No pesticides, no animal products, no fillers, sweeteners, or artificial anything. Visit us at TexasSuperfood52.com today. Available only at TexasSuperfood52.com.
Are you paralyzed by the media's never-ending doom and gloom about retirement? Find out what's true and what's hype. Learn how to take control on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Are you feeling overwhelmed with unanswered medical questions and the challenges of your diagnosis? Tune in Sundays at 5 p.m. for Soul School from the St. Louis Center for Hope to improve your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. Mary Beth, a registered nurse, will help you navigate health challenges. Monique, a certified professional counselor, will help you find meaning. And David, a spiritual leader, has strategies to help you attain your dreams and live each day full of hope and gratitude. Connect with Soul School, Sundays at 5 p.m. on KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone. Let
that commercial we just ran, Soul School. Wouldn't you think that'd be the name of something where you go learn how to appreciate James Brown's music or something?
Yeah.
Time to go to Southern California and check in with Mike Evans, and you know who makes that possible. I hope you do. It's Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. They're in Chesterfield Valley. They're down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
What harmony. What harmony. Gift cards, always a good idea. And now, Annie Guns and the Smokehouse proudly present the one, the only, Mike Evans.
Hey, Dan. All right, Dean, yourself. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Dan. Now, I reckon I could do my report now.
I wish I hadn't even done it, because now he's going to try to do it, and he's going to fail.
I reckon I do my report.
Not even close. I try my best
to make myself right. Mm-hmm.
All you sound like is Mike Evans on the toilet.
Oh, shut the front door.
What do you got going today?
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the unlikely couple who attend Wednesday night church service when they're together.
Mm.
Jay-Z and Beyonce. Mm. Jennifer Lopez and Casper Smart. Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. There seems to be a real struggle in Hollywood with, almost all of Hollywood is super liberal, which means they're Democrats. But there are more and more celebrities that believe that that guns should be controlled, while most Democrats, believe that they're fighting each other. Vince Vaughn speaking out about how he thinks that even kids going to school should be allowed to have guns.
Well, that's a little crazy.
And Tim McGraw, he's doing a concert just anti-gun. So now they're drawing lines now, and now there's going to be concerts pro and con all over the country this summer about pro-guns, anti-guns, and they're going to see where the presidential candidates line up on this whole thing as well.
And it's all such a waste of time, because here's the deal. Everybody is anti-gun in the hand of a criminal, okay? We're all anti-gun if it's in the hands of the wrong people. Like, the whole thing, how many years we've gone round and round about that? And you end up nowhere. And the bad guys keep shooting people.
Yeah, because if they outlaw guns, the bad people are still going to have guns.
They have them now illegally.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I never quite understood that. No, you never will.
Love nuggets. Summer weddings. Be strong, Franco.
Okay.
That are being canceled.
No.
Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux.
Oh, I hate that.
Kevin Hart and Aniko Parrish.
Don't even know who that is.
Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill.
Now my day's ruined.
I know. Well, wait a minute. I got good news too, Tommy.
Okay.
Wedding will go on this summer with Lady Gaga and Taylor Kenny.
Okay.
And Sofia Vergara and Joe Maniglio.
Hey, you know what's a good show on TV? And that Gaga's fiance is in it, Chicago Fire. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, it's a good show.
It's a really good show.
Have you seen this show called Rising Texas?
No.
Texas Rising, rather.
No.
It's really good. It's a history of Texas in the late 1800s, early 1900s. It's really good.
What?
Is it true? Have you heard about this Tatum O'Neal story?
No.
Apparently she said being married to John McEnroe turned her gay.
What? Whoa. Well, you know what? She seemed always a little lesbianic to me.
Lesbianic?
I made that word up.
I like that word.
That's a good one. Thank you.
She prefers women. Says she's come out publicly now that she prefers women.
Hmm.
I wonder how that would make you feel if you were married to a woman and you had children with women, and then they leave and they go, I don't want to be the man anymore. I'm going to go the other
way. Well, it can make you feel one of two ways. You either think, wow, I was so bad, I turned to her again. Or, I was so fantastic, she knows she will never find another man to match up to my stamina and lovemaking. So I might as well just get a woman. It could be either way. I prefer to go with B.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You know, I've been married twice before, and my other two wives, in my early life, they never married again. They knew that they'd had the best.
Yeah.
So why even try to get married again?
That ship had sailed.
Not another stallion out there like that.
That's right, homie. Odds and ends, UFC CEO, Dana White, Ben Affleck, 50 Cent, Michael Jordan, Charlie Sheen, Tiger Woods, Charles Barkley, Matt Damon, Tobey Maguire all have $1 million credit lines at the MGM Grand Casino.
Well, who doesn't?
These guys, and I guess they're very active in their gambling. I mean, these are real gambleholics.
Apparently, a lot of athletes and stars gamble a lot, but when you have that kind of money, you can do that.
I guess. I just thought this was kind of unusual. Odd next-door neighbors.
Okay.
Paul McCartney lives in a building that one floor, there's only two apartments. One's a four-bedroom, the other one is a two-bedroom condo on the one floor. Paul McCartney lives on the floor, and his neighbor is Mickey Rourke.
That is an odd combo.
It's in Soho, New York. How about, hey, lady, Jerry Lewis, his estate is right next to rapper Flavor Flav in Las Vegas.
Wow. Yeah, well,
hey, Flav, come over for barbecue.
Flav.
Yeah. Is that weird? I mean, that's odd.
That's very odd.
Paris Hilton lives next door to Ben Stein.
Ben Stein?
Yeah, I wouldn't figure that combo.
That's in Palm Springs. Their place is there in Palm Springs. Lil Wayne, one of your favorites.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And Reese Witherspoon. Their estates are right next to each other in New Orleans. And Boy George lives next door to Sam Smith in North London.
Sam Smith is a country singer?
Oh, no, he's just actor? A regular, he's just
crooner.
A pop singer.
He's a pop singer, crooner, yeah. I don't really know who I know he's a singer.
But he's pretty big.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Daily date in history on June 2nd, 1948, 67 years ago, Beaver was born. Jerry Mathers.
Oh.
Leave it to Beaver.
He's 67?
Yeah.
Oh.
And June 2nd, 1941, this is sad, when Lou Gehrig died of Lou Gehrig disease.
What are the chances of a guy dying with a disease that has the same
name? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Long shot.
Mm.
And finally.
Oh.
I know it's hard.
How do you know it's hard?
I'm looking at it. It's hard.
Oh, my goodness.
Edit that out.
Yeah.
No, seriously, edit that out. I don't want Rebecca to hear that. My girlfriend.
Humor.
Yeah.
Name the name of an unlikely couple. Wednesday nights, if they're in the same city, they go to church together. Jay-Z and Beyonce, Jennifer Lopez and Casper Smart, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
Kardashian and West.
Yeah, Kim and Kanye.
Lopez.
Oh, you stupid ignorant. It's Selena's idea, but it's Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez.
How cute.
That's so wonderful. Mike Evans, say it.
There he goes. Mike Evans, brought to you by... How come this will turn off? There it is. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Two terrific places. If you go once, you will go back. And if you've just run out of ideas, what can I get him or get her? How about a gift card from either one? It will be greatly appreciated. It is not hot. It is not cold. It is, 70? It's really nice, but it's going to ramp up here toward the end of the week in the upper 80s. And here comes the workout for the cooling system again. And we'll talk about cooling because you're not going to turn the heat. I actually turned the heat on. Remember a couple nights ago? It was 50?
Oh, yeah.
Turn the heat on again. And you know that smell like it hasn't been on for a year?
Yeah.
What is that about?
I don't know.
It hasn't been off that long. And it smelled like it hadn't turned on for 2 or 3 years. Those things don't last forever, and they need to be maintained. That means you need somebody to do it. Might we recommend Matheny Heating and Cooling? 73 years in business, really nice people, family business. And they're polite, and they're respectful, and they're quick. They get there as quick as I can't imagine anybody could get to you sooner. I don't know how they do it, but they do. They have a lot of loyal customers, and that's the key. If you're in a business like that, when you go for the first time to somebody's house, your goal is to make sure they want to call you back again. I've had people in my house that go, give me your number. You're the one. Next time this happens, I'm calling you. That's what's going to happen with Matheny. You're going to put them in the contact list in your phone, and you'll probably eliminate or delete whoever else you had in there. This will be the company you want to use, because what you want is somebody who won't screw you over, who won't tell you things are broken that aren't broken, who won't charge you inflated prices, who are fair, and get to you in a timely manner. And that's Matheny Heating and Cooling. And if you live in St. Louis, anywhere in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, they would love to have you as a new customer. And you'll be glad you found them. Again, 73 years, they work on everything. Any make, model, type, size, residential, commercial, Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me.
Let's get our final check on traffic, and here's Tim Weiland.
All right, we just got word from IDOT that they have reopened those two left lanes on the Poplar Street Bridge, but boy, I'll tell you what, they've had a bad time to do it. to shut it down, but they had to, emergencies. But you're jammed back from Hampton to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 40. Now, they've shut Highway Double M at Buckeye down due to a head-on crash down there, and they had the helicopter in Jefferson County have to land for that. We still have stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44 is still heavy just west of Mraz through Merritt. On eastbound 270, things are slowing midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. And then on westbound 70, it's getting much better now as you go from 170 out to the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. How do you capture the flaky, buttery lightness of your favorite breakfast sandwich? By saying croissantwich. Now get two for $4 only at Burger King. Restrictions apply. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Wednesday, June 3rd at 7:05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Las Vegas 51s on KTRS. Your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
Travel back in time with Circus Flora's all-new Big Top Show. Experience this St. Louis summertime tradition May 28th through June 28th. Visit circusflora.org for tickets.
Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, the Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned, only at St. Louis Bread Company.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Two communities connected by this quiet road. We'll tell you why one of them is looking at closing the border.
Three North County cities teaming up to provide joint police service. Why one affected chief says he was misled.
Emergency repairs coming off the Poplar Street Bridge. Why IDOT was forced to close lanes and when they'll reopen.
A new proposal to raise St. Louis's minimum wage. The big jump under consideration and the businesses that wouldn't have to pay.
Think about coming across the new span, Musial Span, and seeing it just a few years.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon's rallying support for a new stadium on the riverfront. Why he's confident it can get done. Fox 2 News at 6, coverage you can count on, starts now.